another one of these pitchers that is also coming back is Matt Harvey, coming back from that thoracic outlet syndrome. Lost the rib, Corey.
Yeah, why would you? Why should you take the season off?
Lost the rib.
But you should take the season off. You feel what I'm saying?
I got you.
I hope he do pitch because he stinks.
For more insight, of course, Matt Harvey and all these other players are talking about, it's inside the Roto Express Exclusive Edge package, which is available right now. In-depth articles, insights from fantastic analysts. You get a cheat sheet generator, sortable projections, 800 player profiles, Roto Express Exclusive Edge package available right now at rotoexperts.com. Use free radio when you check out. Scotty, Matt Harvey pitches over the weekend, doesn't go great, comes back out, his neck was bothering him a little bit. Are you in or out on Matt Harvey right now?
I'm more out than I am in. The first two innings, he didn't give up any runs.
Okay.
Then the third inning is where everything fell apart. He gave up a home run and a long double, and he hit a batter, etc. Now, you could go back to the same Garrett Richards thing and say, okay, you know, it's just good to see him on the mound after the type of procedure that he had, and the two of the three innings were good, and he struck out three as well. But you go back to the velo. Last year his velo was at 94.4, and that was down from the days where he was dominating, when it was over 95. He was at 94.4 yesterday. 94.4 last year when he was getting hit around. Yesterday he was just at 94. So I think that is a concern. I think you have to watch the velocity. I think for Harvey, it's all about the velocity. He's got to be up over 95 in order, to be anything where he was, to have that sort of, that mile per hour between his curve and his change, 82 and 86. I think the mile an hour, mile and a half an hour makes a difference for Harvey, gives him more mental confidence as well. So
it was an uneven
performance, and we still have to judge, but I would say I'm neither encouraged nor discouraged.
Scott,
by
you
this.
Said it gives him more mental confidence. It's not like he's on the mound knowing if he's throwing 95 or 94 and a half. I mean, he doesn't know that.
What I'm saying is.
Do they really?
Every pitch, there's a radar gun in center field.
Yeah, but you're not. Yeah. Aren't you kind of focused on the batter rather than looking at the center field? Oh, what did I
there's
throw?
There's the flip side of it, though.
You catch the ball. You catch the ball, and you
walk towards the mound. You look at center field, but there's
especially early in the game when I think you want to know what it says up there. Like, you don't think like back in the day, Randy Johnson was keeping track of how many times he hit 100.
Yeah, and plus, pitching coaches are going to let you know your velocity as well. You know, when you come in, between innings, the catcher or the pitching coach might let you know your velocity.
Why would they do that?
What I'm saying is if Harvey's confident and he's healthy, the mileage is getting up there.
Okay.
I don't agree with that.
The Mets are a pathetic franchise.
This is true.
They should. What the hell were they pitching this guy yesterday for? He went on the mound with a heating pad on his neck. Like, is a spring training game that much? Like, we need to win this game? Like, how did I give Harvey credit for going out and pitching during this? But there's no way this kid should have been on the mound yesterday.
Who is this guy? He gave up the 3-run home run to Jose Martinez. Who's that?
Oh, he's not St. Louis. People talk about this guy.
He's a big time player.
Putting a guy that's one of your franchise players on the mound with a heating pad in the spring training game?
That's crazy.
What is wrong with them?
A heating pad is hot out there, number one. Number two.
He had a heating pad on his neck during a game, pitching.
Why,
spring
Scott?
Training.
I don't know why. Was it in the dugout?
His neck hurt?
Yeah, he did have neck soreness.
He did say neck soreness. They said it was nothing serious, though. I think he got the neck soreness from looking at the home run, but,
He had a heating pad on during the game. I don't think any other player is wearing heating pads, so they can say it's serious or not. Yeah. Why would you risk that? Why don't you just tell him to take the day off?
Yeah, for real. You're going
to
go out there.
Here's the other thing, though. I'm just going to throw it out there. Go ahead and tell Matt Harvey to take the day off and see how it goes over.
It's spring training. You know what I'm saying? I don't
it's
care
still
how
Matt
goes.
Harvey.
What do you mean I don't care what goes over? I'm the manager of the ball club.
Yeah, sit down.
Sit your ass down.
You're ribless.
It's going to be all controversy.
This isn't game five of the World Series, game four of the World Series again. Yeah. This
don't
is spring
to
training
Matt
in
Harvey.
March. It does matter to Matt Harvey.
Matt Harvey wants to be back on the mound.
No, Matt Harvey wants to get paid next year.
You don't put him on the mound in first spring training opportunity. He's going to bitch.
Then let him pitch, and he'll sit his ass on the ground, on the dugout.
I want you in September. Yeah, not March 5th.
Correct. I don't care. That's not a thing for me right now.
Does the rib grow back?
Yes.
No. What do you think this is? Like a tail?
From what I've read, yes.
Oh, no, I'm serious. The rib really does grow
regenerates.
Back?
Yeah, regenerates.
How about that?
Yeah. That's the healing power of the body.
Yeah the rib grows back. Look at that.
That's pretty cool.
Are you sure, Scott?
That's what I've read.
Really?
Wow, that's amazing.
Tony's going to make a joke.
I was serious. Does the rib grow back?
Yeah, why does the leg not grow back, Scott? Why is it just rib that'll grow back?
I don't know. That I don't know. I'm just telling you something I read when I was reading about the rib.
Yeah, Mike Florio says they do. Nice job, Scott.
Is Mike lying?
You don't need Dr. A.
You're right, Scott. Is Mike lying?
You don't need Dr. A. You got Dr. E over
there. Yeah, you go right there. Dr. Wow, that's important. This is intriguing. The rib grows back.
You missed that. Dr. King.
Yeah, Dr. King. Relax. The damn rib grows back. How about that? So his rib is inside his body right now, reattaching.
Yeah.
And he giving up home runs.